Title: Reference Track Workflows for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. Alright, let's build a reference workflow that actually makes you faster at finishing smoky late night drum and bass in Ableton Live. And when I say smoky late night, I mean controlled, warm, deep, tight drums. Rolling low end, just enough haze to blue things together without washing out the groove. The big idea today is this: we're not going to copy a track, we're going to copy the decisions, the energy curve, the tonal balance, the amount of space, and how the drums and bass sit together. That's what references are for. By the end, you'll have a reusable reference system inside your project, a reference lane routed safely, gain matched properly, set up for FASTA and B switching, with locators for sections, plus a simple stock device analysis chain so smoky turns into concrete moves. Let's go step by step. Step 1. Choose the right reference and keep it tight. Pick 2 or 3 max, ideally 2. Here's the coach move. Build a little reference matrix instead of hunting for one perfect song. Reference A is your drum reference. It's the one where the snare feels exactly as forward as you want, and the groove is super clear. Reference B is your mood reference. Atmosphere, darkness, haze, tonal warmth, width. This way you stop forcing one track to be the answer to everything. Drums can behave like A. Smoke can feel like B. You make decisions faster, and make sure the reference matches your subgenre language. If you're writing a restrained roller, don't reference a super bright neurofunk slammer and then wonder why your hats feel wrong. What you're listening for in smoky late night references: warm low mids, especially bass harmonics living around 150 to 400 Hz, but controlled. A strong sub that's not overhyped. Drums that are tight and relatively dry, like small room energy, not giant hall tales. And atmospheres that feel wide and textured. Vinyl. Noise. Field layers. Subtle movement. Step 2. Import references the safe way, so they don't lie to you. In Ableton, create an audio track named reference. Drop your reference audio in there. Now create another audio track called REF Bus. Set the output of the reference track to go into REF Bus, and then set REF Bus to go straight to your external output, or to master if that's your monitoring path. Here's the key concept: your reference must not accidentally go through your master chain processing if your own track is being processed differently. If your master has a limiter, glue, saturation, whatever, and your reference is also going through it, your comparison becomes misleading. A clean way to handle this is to route all your own music to a premaster group, like a group called Premaster or MIX Bus, and keep your master either clean or purely for monitoring tools. Then the reference can bypass whatever you're doing to your mix bus, and you can compare honestly. Step 3. Gain match the reference. This is non-negotiable. Your ears prefer louder. If the reference is louder, you will think it's better, fuller, brighter, punchier, even if it's just volume. On Ref Bus, drop a utility first, then adjust the gain until it's matched to your track. Practical method: loop the drop of the reference and loop the drop of your track. Toggle between them and match perceived loudness by focusing on kick and snare impact, not overall brightness. Most mastered references need a reduction of about 6 to 10 dB, sometimes more. And for safety, put a limiter after utility on REF Bus, sealing at minus 0.3 dB. That way, when you're switching and looping, you're not going to accidentally spike your output. Step 4. Set up FASTA and B switching, so you'll actually use the reference. If referencing is annoying, you won't do it, so we make it instant. Simple method is soloing the reference track and then unsoloing. It works, but it breaks your flow. Better method: put all your music into a group called MIX Bus and keep your reference running through REF Bus. Then map two controls, one for muting MIX Bus, one for muting REF Bus. Now you can toggle instantly between your track and the reference. No searching, no clicking around, no wait, what am I hearing? Energy. If you want to get fancy later, you can build an effect rack macro that flips them in opposite states, but honestly, even simple MIDI mapping is enough to transform how often you check. Step 5. Segment the reference with locators and loop points. This is where intermediate producers start moving like pros. In arrangement view, play through your reference and drop locators for the key sections. Intro start, drums in, drop 1, break, drop 2, outro. Color them if that helps. And here's the upgrade: don't just loop whole drops. Build micro loop brackets based on a single question. One bar loops answer how long is the snare tail, does it step on the next hit. Two bar loops answer what's the kick and sub relationship and recovery time. 4 bar loops answer how bright are the hats and how much shuffle is in the groove. 8 bar loops answer how dense is the bass phrasing and how much space is left in the pocket. This removes vibe guessing. It becomes quick yes or no checks. Step 6. Analyze Smokey using stock devices. But don't get analyzer brain. On Ref Bus, after utility, at EQ8, then Spectrum. These are not here to tell you what to do. They're here to confirm what you hear and help you aim faster. Start with sub balance, around 30 to 90 Hz. A quick trick, in EQ8, temporarily enable a low cut at about 25 to 30 Hz. That removes unusable rumble and helps you hear what the sub is actually doing in a musical way. Watch Spectrum 2. A lot of Smokey rollers have a confident bump around 45 to 60 Hz, but it's controlled, not ridiculous, and it doesn't look like a cartoon cliff. Next, low mid warmth, 120 to 400 Hz. This is where smoke lives and where mud lives. Do a gentle bell and sweep around 200 to 300 on the reference and listen. How present is that area? Is it dry and steady, or smeared and cloudy? Now compare your mix. If your track feels boxy or thick in a bad way, it's usually a combination of bass harmonics fighting pads, plus too much reverb, plus maybe a break layer that's not filtered enough. Finally, top end restraint, 8 to 16k. Late night smoky tracks often have controlled air. Hats are present, but not needle sharp. A common surprise is that the brightness isn't living at 12 to 16k. It's more in the 6 to 10k focus zone, with a super air region held back. Step 7. Build around the energy curve, not the notes. We're referencing pacing and intensity shape. A reliable smoky roller skeleton looks like this. A 32-bar intro, atmosphere, vinyl or noise texture, maybe a filtered break ghost. Very minimal drum hints, and a bass teaser. A 16-bar pre-drop, bring the groove in, but keep hats filtered. Automate small tension moves like a reverb send on a stab. Tasteful riser or snare roll. A 64-bar first drop. Full drums, full bass groove. Introduce call and response every 8 bars and a quiet smoke layer that glues. A 16 to 32-bar break. Strip down to pad and maybe a vocal chop or distant stab. Keep shuffle low. Rebuild with automation rather than stacking new parts. A 64-bar second drop. Same groove but upgraded. More movement, a break swap, a mid-bass layer, slightly more saturation, then an outro that DJs can mix out of, bass out, drums and atmosphere stay. When you set locators in your own project to match the references' big moments, you get that late-night pacing automatically, without cloning any musical ideas. Step 8. Build device chains that actually create smoke without destroying punch. Let's talk about three practical chains. First, the smoke verb return. Make a return track called Smoke Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it in convolution mode. Choose a small or medium room impulse response, not a huge hall. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 9k. After the reverb, EQ8, cut lows below roughly 150 to 250 and if it gets harsh, a small dip around 2 to 4k. Then a saturator, soft clip-on, 1 to 3 dB drive. Subtle, then utility to widen, around 120 to 160%. This return is allowed to be wide, because it's mostly atmosphere. Send pads, stabs, noise, textures to it lightly. Keep drums mostly dry. That's the late night discipline. Second, drum late night tightness on the drum group. Drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, boom very low or off unless you know exactly why you're using it, transients plus 5 to plus 15 for snap without harshness. Then glue compressor, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction on peaks. Then EQ8, if the group feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400, if hats are dull, maybe a tiny shelf around 8 to 10k, but keep it restrained. Third, bass warm but controlled, split sub and mid. Sub, operator sign, short attack, medium release. EQ8 low pass around 90 to 120 Hz depending on your sound design. Then a very subtle saturator, like 0.5 to 2 dB drive. Mid or Reese, wave-eatable or operator. Add auto filter movement, slow LFO over 4 to 8 bars. Add gentle saturation or roar if you have Live 12 suite, but think soft teeth, not aggressive bite. EQ8 high pass around 120 to 180 to keep the sub clean. Then utility width low, like 0 to 30%. Because low mids need to stay centered for club translation. When you A and B, Focus on presence without stepping on the kick and snare. Big is easy. Controlled big is the job. Now, a few intermediate mistakes to avoid, because they will absolutely waste your time. If you don't gain match, you'll chase loudness instead of tone. If you reference through your master limiter, your track will seem smaller and darker than it really is, and you'll overcompensate. If you compare the wrong sections, you'll fix things that aren't broken. Don't compare your intro to their drop. If you oververb drums to get smoke, you'll lose the groove. Smoke is tone, texture, and controlled space. If you ignore low-mid buildup between 150 and 400, the vibe dies. If you push too much air, late night becomes daytime. Harsh hats kill mood fast. Let's add a couple pro workflow upgrades. First, translation checkpoints at three listening levels. Quiet listening. Can you still follow snare and bass rhythm? Normal. Does the ambience feel like glue, not a layer sitting on top? Loud. Do the hats stay soft or do they turn into needles? In Ableton, you can put a utility at the end of your monitor chain and map it to a macro or key command so you can jump between levels instantly, without touching your mix balance. Second, pre-versus post-referencing. Create two listening paths mentally, or literally. Pre is your mix before any loudness limiting. Post is with your master chain enabled. When you're deciding tone and space, compare pre to the reference so you're not compensating for limiter behavior. When you're deciding density and impact, compare post. Third, mono and stereo vibe checks. Put a utility after spectrum on both your mix bus and the reference bus. Map width to 0% for mono, and optionally a super wide exaggerated check like 200%. Smoky late night mixes often have wide fog but a centered groove. If your mix collapses in mono and the mood disappears completely, your haze is doing too much heavy lifting. Fourth, drum only and everything but drums checks. Do quick temporary racks. A high pass around 150 to listen to tops and drums, and a low pass around 150 to listen to sub and low mid bed. You'll instantly hear if the smoke is musical bed, which is good, or smeared transients, which is usually bad. Now let's do a short practice exercise you can actually finish today. Import one reference track, or better, two, A for drums, B for atmosphere. Gain match them using utility on the REF bus. This audio version is shortened for playback.